This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces launched an invasion of Ukraine early on Thursday, with President Vladimir Putin warning other countries not to intervene, and Ukraine's Western allies pledging their support and new rounds of strong sanctions as they condemned the Russian assault. Putin used a televised address to announce what he called a military operation in eastern Ukraine in response to what he termed Ukrainian threats. He said those who opposed the action will face what he called consequences that they have never seen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces carried out strikes on Ukraine's military infrastructure and border guards. He said the government was introducing martial law throughout the country while urging people to stay calm and stay home. He later announced Ukraine would cut diplomatic ties with Russia and that the government would arm anyone who wants to defend the country. Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east on Thursday morning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. A Zelensky aide told reporters that at least 40 people have been killed. In the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, the downtown area became largely deserted, while in residential districts, lines formed at banks and outside food stores. Main roads leading out of the city were clogged with traffic headed to the west. Lines were also long at ATMs, supermarkets, fuel stations in the eastern city of Slovyansk as people stocked up in case of renewed bombing. U.S. President Joe Biden has said the people of Ukraine were suffering what he called an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. This is VOA News. The leader of NATO is condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
At an emergency meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for a summit, saying Russia's launched a brutal act of war on Ukraine and shattered peace on the European continent, accusing Vladimir Putin of trying to rewrite history. The Transatlantic Alliance has agreed to further beef up its land, sea, and air forces on the eastern flank near Ukraine and Russia. The emergency meeting was requested by countries closest to the conflict, Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, which has declared a state of emergency. With parliamentary approval, Lithuania plans to use reserve funds for tighter border protections and authorizes guards to stop and search people and vehicles near the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. lawmakers condemned Russian President Putin's invasion of Ukraine early Thursday. They called on the Biden administration to act swiftly to address the first full-scale war in Europe in more than 70 years. The shockwave from Russia's invasion reverberated in the world's financial markets Thursday. London's benchmark FTSE index was down 3.3% in midday trading, while both the CAC 40 index in Paris and Frankfurt's DAX index were 5.5% lower. The United Nations said Thursday at least 8 members of polio vaccination teams were killed during the course of their life-saving work, in its words, in Afghanistan. Ramiz Alakbarov, the UN Secretary General's deputy special representative for the South Asian nation, strongly condemned the violence while disclosing details of the incidents in the Afghan provinces of Takhar and Kunduz. He said UN is appalled by the brutality of these killings across 4 separate locations. He said these were the first attacks on polio workers since the nationwide vaccination campaigns resumed in November of last year. Hong Kong rolled out vaccine passports on Thursday, requiring people aged 12 and above to have at least one COVID-19 shot, and paved the way for mainland China manpower to help bring a worsening outbreak under control. Residents will have to show their vaccine record to access venues, including supermarkets, shopping malls, and restaurants. That amounts to a major inconvenience in a city where shopping malls link train stations to residences and office buildings. Separately, city leader Carrie Lam used emergency powers granted under British colonial-era laws to exempt mainland Chinese staff and projects from any licensing or other legal requirements to operate in Hong Kong. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.